الله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله from the فضل الله علينا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى favor us. See the heat outside today. The heat and everybody is up in the heat. Everybody escaped from the streets. And we will remember the heat of Jahannam al-Ya'uzu Billah in the day of the judgment in nothing to compare with. Nothing to compare with Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely to save all of us from the hellfire and the heat of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمِ النَّارِ. You know what does that mean, the ayah? The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every one of you has to pass by the hellfire wa li'auzu billah. Waridwa is not, waridwa is not mean to be inside the hellfire, but you have to pass by the hellfire. And the heat which you come from, the hellfire, you know when you have, I give you very simple example. When you have like a piece of fish, and this fish you put it in the hellfire, in the fire, to cook it, the skin of the fish will make like buck, 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 buck. That means you see exactly the skin of the fish, it will make buck, 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 buck. The Muslim, when they pass by of the heat, the hellfire, they will have the same thing, only from the heat. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in Surah Maryam, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree that. It is decree. It's written by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because Allah before He show you the Jannah, so He show you the hellfire. So when you reach the Jannah, he said, Alhamdulillah, who sent us to the Jannah, who could be in the hellfire with the other people, that is a great blessing from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the heat, we remember, akhi, the heat today, which all of us, we escape from it, subhanAllah. And I took my car in the morning, about afternoon, and I don't have AC, what you call it, AC. And subhanAllah, akhi, I feel like I'm boiling inside the car, subhanAllah. And I remember the heat of Jahannam. May Allah save all of us and every Muslim from the heat of hellfire, inshaAllah ta'ala, and the heat of the hellfire. But we should learn from this, inshaAllah ta'ala. Okay. Today, I'm going with you, I promise you, last week, to continue the battle of the French. But today is appointed, I forgot, that every first, like these days, from every month, we receive some questions from the community, and I'm going to give you answer for it, inshallah. We will learn also from this. Remember, the questions is which come from your brother, it's very important for all of us. Because without these questions, you will never find the truth. You will never be educated, inshallah. Right. The brother asking me, in advance, as you know, Rajab, the month of Rajab is very soon. Asking me and send question to me. He said, what is the dalil and the evidence that Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj in the night of 27 of Rajab? What is the evidence? You know, the Muslim countries, all over the Muslim countries, they celebrate about the night of what? 27 of Rajab. Find the people, go to the masjid, they fast this day, they stay the whole night, they recite the Quran, they make sweets in this night, in Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. Al-Isra wal Mi'raj is haqq. True. Allah sent the whole ayah, the whole surah, Surah Al-Isra, to describe is the trip from the Prophet sallam from Mecca to Medina, from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis in Palestine, and then the journey through the heavens to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All of us know about this story. But if this is the true, it is the night of 27 of Rajab, is there any evidence? Is anybody among you today has evidence that is the Isra and Mi'raj, the journey from Mecca, from Holy Masjid in Mecca to the Holy Masjid in Palestine? May Allah free Palestine from the Zionists. If that's true, it was the night of 27. If you have among you today, amongst you, anybody has a dalil, please raise your hand and give us the dalil. Nobody. Take this, my brothers. We search deep in every kind of book, in every single book, to find dalil. It is no dalil at all that the laylat, the night of Isra and Mi'raj, was in the night of 27 of Rajab. Nothing. And if any one of you has any evidence, or read a book, or has a dalil, if that the Prophet ﷺ, or the companions, or the four imam, or any authentic book in Al-Bukhari, or Muslim, or Sahih Abu Dawood, say any scholar say it is the night of 27, bring it to me next week, and you're gonna have from me, inshallah ta'ala, $100. Is it bonus or not? It's bonus. It's bonus, inshallah ta'ala. Can we do that, inshallah? This is your homework. But I'm going to tell you, and the challenging for this, there is no any dalil, it was the night of 27 of Rajab. So whatever the Muslim country celebrate, it's something newly in Islam. It's not from the Sunnah. It's not the word of the companions. لا يوجد دليل على وجه الأرض أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو صحابته الكرام أثبتوا أن ليلة الإسراء والمعراج كانت في ليلة 27 من رجب. هذا باطل لا يعلمه أحد، ولم يذكره النبي، ولم يذكره الصحابة، ولا أئمة المسلمين. Nothing, none one of the scholars, none one of the companions, not the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned it was the night. Allah تبارك وتعالى in the Quran, what Allah said, سبحانه، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. سبحانه، how perfect Allah تبارك وتعالى. The one who took his servant Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in the night journey in the night time from the holy place in Mecca to the holy place in Palestine. And Allah mentioned in the end of the ayah, الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَ, which we bless all around, around Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Palestine. Allah bless this area, bless the place, and bless the whole area around. So, did the Prophet ﷺ say which night? Never. What we know from this ayah, it was a night time, that's it. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا. How perfect Allah who took his servant in a night journey ليلا in the night. That's it. Which day? Which month? Which month? Nobody knows. No day, no month. So what is the people bring it? Let's we bring the Sunnah. So that's the Quran. The Sunnah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in hadith, في صحيح مسلم والإمام أحمد and others, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه ليلة أن أسري بي أو أسري بي. It was a night when I thought exactly I was in a journey in the night. He did not say Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Rajab or Sha'ban. He never mentioned the month. He never mentioned the day. It also by the Sunnah mentioned what we learn from the Hadith. It was what?
Night
time. That's all. Nothing. So from this meaning, brother, anybody will celebrate that night. It is the bid'ah, as Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, قال الإمام ابن تيمية وابن القيم إنها بدعة مستحدثة في الدين. It is the bid'ah come to the Muslim country by some group of the Muslims. They created the idea to bring and to prove it was on the night of 27 and never was in the night of 27 of Rajab. So wait a second here. Why we celebrate? If the Prophet did not do it, the companions never did it, all the four Imam, authorized Imam, none one of them, it was the night of 27. Why we celebrate? Either we are better than the Sahaba. We are better than the Sahaba. Is anybody here is better than the companions? Is anybody better than Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, وأبو هريرة وعبد الرحمن بن عوف وكعب بن مالك؟ هل نحن أولى وأفضل من الصحابة؟ If the Sahaba did not do that, why we do it? And when you ask the people, one day I ask the people, brothers, tell me, أخي, it's بدعة حسنة. It's good bid'ah. سبحان الله لا حول لا قوة إلا بالله. Even they make the bid'ah good bid'ah and bad bid'ah. يا أخي ده حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن كل بدعة ضلالة. Every bid'ah is what? Misguidance. And where is the misguidance will be? وكل ضلالة where? Will be where? I want to hear from you. So where is the bid'ah? Good bid'ah and bad bid'ah. يا أخي صلى الله عليه وسلم said every bid'ah is all misguided. So who are you to make definition of the bid'ah and to say good bid'ah and bad bid'ah? Bid'ah is something newly come after the generation of the Sahaba, the generation of the ulama, come new in Islam. That means any bid'ah, because even if you gather to make zikr or to read the Quran in this special night, it will be bid'ah, because the Quran you should read it, and the zikr you could make it where? Every day in life. Not to make like the Christian. Everybody celebrates and they come to the day of 25th. That is the Christmas day. That is the Christmas day. That is the Valentine. That is so and so. La ya akhi. We are not like them. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما دخل المدينة إن الله قد أبدى لكما بعيدين. الله تبارك وتعالى replace you or exchange all the عيد. عيد النيروز, the Iranian, they still celebrate about النيروز. نيروز, that Pharaoh's عيد came from Pharaoh. You know what they did? They used to bring a light girl life every year, and they died, they throw the girl in the river, believing that the river or the god of the river will save the whole town when they kill a girl life in the river. That's Nairuz. Iranian, they still celebrate every year by this Eid. And the Prophet ﷺ clearly in all book of the Hadith, he said, Allah replace you by two Eid. What is the two Eid? Eid al-Adha wa Eid al-Fitr. That's it. You don't have another Eid at all. No celebration, nothing. So ya akhi, the Prophet ﷺ denied this kind of Eid. Who are you to make this special occasion or special gathering? Muslim, we hear in Brooklyn, we hear in the night of 27, 2,000-3,000 people stay until the morning and they have the duff and they say some poem or something like this. This is Jahiliyyah. This is bid'ah in Islam. We have to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if you know one of them, tell them, may Allah give you mercy. You are my brother in Islam. Could you give me evidence that it was the night of 27 of Rajab, the night of Isra and Mi'raj? That's what you need. Peacefully, with love. Don't curse. Do love because you are sahib da'wah. You are the man of da'wah. We have a contract together to grow up in authentics, in right relation, because most of the Muslims grow up according to tradition. I found my grandfather did that. I found my grandmother. I found my uncle. I found a sheikh in my local area, in the village. Who's your sheikh, Yaakhi? Who's the sheikh? He's the biggest scholar. What graduation he graduate from where? He never go and graduate from Islamic Sharia. So he was zero. Zero. Subhanallah, yaakhi. We have to stand up to fight for the truth. Because most of the Muslim action in Islam, they follow the older generation blindly without investigation. Without knowing if this is authentic or not. I'm going to give you example. Just wait. So this is, we cannot accept it our all in Islam, that is the night of 27, unless anybody came with evidence, Wallahi al-Azim, I will kneel down and I kiss his foot, because he teach me something, I never learned anything about it. Can we have this inshallah ta'ala? Please brother, if you have evidence, give it to us inshallah ta'ala. Ma indukha ya shaykh. The Sheikh, he asked us about the people break sacrifice couple of days in Rajab, and also we need to review that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in general, not only in Rajab, it's for every Arabic month. The Prophet recommended to fast 13 and 14 and 15 of every Arabic month, not only in Rajab. That in general, 3 days from every Arabic month. And some of the ulama, they say, no, it's 14, 15 and 16. But anyway, the majority, they say 13, 14, 15. That's not only in Rajab. هذا ليس فقط خاصا برجب ولكنه خاص بجميع الشهور العربية صيام 3 أيام في نصف هذا الشهر 13 و14 و15 من كل شهر عربي. هذه سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الشهور هذه الشهور الأمامي يقول الشهر 26 28 28 شهر رجب.
هذه كلها عبارة عن لم يذكرها النبي ولا صحابة النبي ولا علماء المسلمين، ولكنها بعض الاستنباطات، بعض ما يعتقده بعض علماء المسلمين، وطاب الله عليهم وعلينا إن شاء الله تعالى. This is actually like I told you, 13 and 14 and 15 from every Arabic month. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم recommended to fast this month إن شاء الله تعالى, fast these days from every Arabic month. One more thing I want to add it. The brother also, he opened a question for us. After we prove that it is not from the authentic hadith or anything, it's something created by some Muslim. People in Rajab also, you will find also this statement, it's famous among the Muslim society in everywhere, in all over the world. They said, Umrat Rajab. Umrat Rajab. Is there any special occasion that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is a specified Umrah, or a special Umrah, you need to perform it in Rajab? Again, my brother, nothing at all. The Prophet, he never make any special Umrah for the whole year except the Umrah of what? Ramadan. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عمرة في رمضان تعدل حج وفي رواية أخرى حجة معي. Umrah في Ramadan, if you perform Umrah في Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, it could be in the first week of Ramadan, or the second week in Ramadan, or the third week in Ramadan, or the last week in Ramadan, anyway, because he said Umrah في Ramadan. Which week? The Prophet, he mean? Which week? He said Umrah في Ramadan. People fighting for the last 10 days. That's something else. To catch Laylatul Qadr. That's something else. But if you perform Umrah in Ramadan, it's equal to the Hajj. If this is will complete your duty, or one pillar of Islam, if this is will replace the Hajj for you as a Muslim, la. No. The reward of the Umrah in Ramadan equal to reward of Hajj. But never give you complete duty that you perform the duty for the pillar, one pillar of Islam, Hajj al-Bayt liman istata'a ilayhi sabila. You must go perform Hajj if you are able financially, inshaAllah ta'ala, you perform the Hajj. But the Umrah in Rajab, it's equal in reward في الجزاء والعمل لحج for the Hajj inshaAllah ta'ala. There is no any hadith for Umrah in Rajab. There is no anything for any Umrah in the whole year. The Prophet mentioned it, or the companion, except Umrah when Ramadan. That's it. So also this is fabrication. People, like people in the time of Hajj, you find a big advertising. People, all the agency, travel agency, they say, you know, 40 Salah in Medina. 40 Salah in Medina. 40 Salah in Medina. You go and we gonna take you and you stay 40 to make 40 Salah in the Medina, in the Masjid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where does that come from? من أين هذا؟ من أين هذا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لابد من صلاة في مسجدي 40 صلاة؟ Where is that hadith? Where is that statement? Where is that book which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said you must pray 40 صلاة in that business. It is business they make it. So everybody, instead you go and spend 3 days in Medina, they make you stay how many days? 8 days in Medina. So they need money. Stay in a hotel and they could make money from you. You understand? So there is no any statement. ليس هناك في الشرع أن تصلي أربعي. Somebody will go to Mecca and he make the Hajj. And he come back to his country without visiting Medina. His Hajj is accepted or not accepted? Ask me. I'm asking. Sheikh Yusuf. Somebody go to Mecca and he made the Hajj only and he never visit Medina and he come back to his country. The Hajj will be accepted or not accepted? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said. الحج عرفة. الحج عرفة. You go to عرفة and you go over the مناسك and you go around the كعبة, صفا and مروة. You finish, you go to عرفة, you go and they slaughter the animal, you shake your, that's it, finish, you come back, that's it. The Hajj will be accepted. You go because you don't want to go to visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You going only to visit the masjid and to pray in the masjid. Your niyyah, when you go from Mecca to Medina, you go only to pray in the masjid. Because قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. You cannot prepare your luggage to go and sleep over in that place except for 3 masjid. المسجد الحرام, the holy masjid in Mecca, ومسجدي هذا and my masjid, والمسجد الأقصى in where, أقصى مسجد in where, in Palestine. 3 masjid only. Any Muslim prepare his luggage to go for the masjid 96 street and sleep over, his exactly intention will be denied. No preparation to go and to travel to any masjid except for this 3 masjid. Nothing. No more at all. So where does that come from? People, desperate group call it tabligh jama'ah. Tabligh jama'ah. I said, you must go for 40 days alive. You have to go for 40 days alive. You have to go and leave your wife. It doesn't matter your wife, she's hungry or not. It doesn't matter your mother has food or not. It doesn't matter your children has food or not. You must go one time alive for 40 days to invite unto Allah. Subhanallah. Who said that? Who said that? Yarhamukallah ya akhi. From where that they make it obligation? And you find some brothers and sister came and cried to me, ya Sheikh, you accepted that my husband, he left me without food, without anything. I don't have milk for my baby. I don't have anything. I cannot pay the rent because my husband, he's a handyman. He gained every day and he left me for 40 days to go with this group and sleep over and he never asked about us. What kind of Islam this? What kind of Islam this? Who make this rule? Fabrication. Fabrication in Islam. And then when they saw 40 days is long, they tell you 1 month. And when they found exactly 1 month is long, they say, you know, make it 1 week. Not even 1 day. So what's wrong if I work? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, after they elected him as a caliph, Umar met him the second morning. Where you go, ya Abu Bakr? I'm going to the market to work. Khalif. You could sit in the mansion. Do that and do that and do that. And like our respected president and king today. Do that and do that and do that. Abu Bakr go to work. Second day also for Umar ibn Khattab. After they elected him as a Khalifa, where are you going, ya Umar? You should stay in the government here. You are the Khalifa. Tell us what you need. He said, get out of here. I'm going to the farm. And he went to the farm. He's a farmer. He worked and gained money. He doesn't sit in air condition and give or process the order to administrations. La ya akhi. Subhanallah. So where is the 40 days come from? And what is second here? Those group, when they come to the masjid, they come to where? They go where? They go to the masjid. They go to the masjid and sit down in the masjid. They give the da'wah for you, and for you. You already are in the masjid. We need the people who doesn't come to the masjid, but they sit in the masjid and they eat, mashallah. Eat and they give bayan. Eat and give bayan. And sometimes the bayan, he doesn't empty inside. Empty. May Allah guide them. May Allah help them. May Allah protect them. They are our brothers. But this is wrong, the aqidah, ya akhi. So you should go and visit the stores. Those who selling alcohol, those who selling the khinzir, those Muslim who are gambling, those Muslim who has a girlfriend, those Muslim who doesn't come to the masjid, those disbelievers outside to make the da'wah, but don't come to the masjid because you already are in the masjid. You come to pray, you come here for the class. Who you give it the da'wah for? Who? For the people already in da'wah. It's not working. Something wrong, my brother, we need to correct it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins and to understand the Islam, inshaAllah ta'ala, clearly, inshaAllah ta'ala. He can be had a father,
Sheikh. Yeah, when the Quran speaks about the land for 4 months,
what is that?
When the Quran speaks about going over to the land for 4 months, what is that in reference?
Fulsihu fil ard 40 yawman. Sihu fil ard 40 yawman. This is, ya akhi, subhanAllah, this is for jihad fi sabilillah. This is for jihad fi sabilillah. You may want to make the hajjahat fi sabilillah, go ahead. But remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him and he told him, ya Rasulullah, uridu an adhhab ma'aka lil jihad. Can I go with you, messenger of Allah, to fight for the cause of Allah? What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, hal laka do you have any mother? Said yes. Qala idhhab, or fi riwayat ukhra, hal laka waliday, parents. So go, falzam aqdamihima. Go stay and serve them. Try to be under their feet to serve them. So he excluded him from jihad if he has parents. If he has parents, he makes priority for the parents more than the jihad. So we need to understand, inshallah ta'ala, Islam, but this is for jihad, inshallah ta'ala. Sihu fil ard 40 yawman. Can we take the any comments? ما في دعوة في 40 يوم. ما في مشاكل، ولكن ليست هذه واجبة. نحن نتكلم على الوجوب. نحن نتكلم على الوجوب، هل هي واجبة؟ إن لم تفعلها أنا وأنت هل نحن مذنبون؟ هل أذنبنا؟ هل هناك في خطأ؟ ليس، ولكن هؤلاء أنا أتكلم من ناحية شرك وجوبها على المسلم. That when they make it obligation for the Muslim, it's not obligation for the Muslim to go and make da'wah. You could go and you speak in afternoon and after, very important to support your family members. And if you have time, alhamdulillah, go make the da'wah inshallah. But don't leave your children, don't leave your wife, no food, no rent, nothing at all. The woman, she doesn't know where is her husband. That's not working, it's not. That's I'm talking from this side, inshallah. May Allah reward them, that's for sure. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they have nothing to do and they have no family, nothing, they can go even for a year. Inshallah ta'ala, naam. Naam, tafadhal.
I'll come to the statement, we don't talk about Raja. According to the government, it's passed for his body now 15 or otherwise, every morning it's told him. So, in case if anybody has passed during the month of Rajab, during any other day, repeat that.
No, it's not bid'ah, ya akhi. It's not bid'ah. You know, even if you want to fast, ya akhi, like Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, ya Abdullah, kam tasoom min al-dahr? How often you fast? Qala ya Rasulullah, asoom kulla yawm. I fast every day. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, say, I fast every day. Qala la ya Abdullah, la ya Abdullah, no. صم يوما وأفطر يوما فإن أفضل الصيام صيام داود كان يصوم يوما وكان يفطر يوما. When Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, the Prophet asked him, how often you fast? He said, every day. Then the Prophet corrected him, he said, لا يا عبد الله, it's destructions, it's too much for you, it's so and so. Fast one day and eat another day, because the best fasting of who? Dawood alayhi salam. He used to fast one day and then he eats one day. Again, all of this, it's from the chapter of contribution. There is no any obligation to fast 13, 14, 15, Monday and Thursday. All of this under contribution. The only fasting in Islam is its obligation is what? Month of Ramadan. Anything else, even Ashura, the Prophet ﷺ recommended to fast the day of Ashura. The Prophet ﷺ recommended to fast the day of Arafah. Even if you don't fast this day, you are not a guilty, you are not a sinner. But remember, you lost a great reward. All of the Muslims, they need to work very hard in Islam, but don't make it obligation. Because sometimes maybe exactly the day of Arafah I'm sick. What can I do? I'm traveling. If you are traveling, if you are sick, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that doesn't obligate you to fast, right or not? So all of the fasting in Islam are from the door of what? Contribution, not obligation at all. If you do it, it's recommended to do it. It's recommended for every Muslim to do it. But don't forget, it is not fard. It's like the sunnah of the salah. Sunnah of salah. How many sunnah mu'akkada? We explained this before in the topic of salah. How many sunnah mu'akkada to make it every day with the fard? 10 rak'at? 12. Beautiful. I like that. Somebody say 10 and some people say 12. The reason for that, ya akhi, both of them are authentic. Why? Why this ikhtilaf? Why some scholars say 10 and why some scholars they say 12? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda, he said it's 10 rak'ah. Abdullah ibn Abbas wa Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, they said 12 rak'ah. The reason for that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to pray 10 rak'ah in the masjid and 2 rak'ah for zuhr. The only problem for zuhr. The reason the different number, because of the zuhr. The scholar they said before zuhr 4 rak'ah and after zuhr 2 rak'ah. Sunnah mu'akkada, obligatory sunnah. Recommended. Then after that, some people, some scholars, they said no, only two before Zuhr and two after Zuhr. The difference is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to pray in his room two rak'ah before he come to the masjid. And when he come to the masjid, he pray additional rak'ah. So how many rak'ah before Zuhr? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do four. Abdullah ibn Abbas from Al Bayt, from the family of Muhammad, he has access to see what the Prophet ﷺ does inside his house. So he found the Prophet ﷺ, he prayed two rak'ah inside his house before he comes to the masjid. Abdullah ibn Umar sitting in the masjid, he watched the Prophet ﷺ and he found the Prophet, how many rak'ah he made it? Two. Ibn Abbas, his knowledge became is more knowledge. Why? Because he found the Prophet, he did two rak'ah in his house, and when he come to the masjid, he make another tawa. So both of them are right. That's why never be extremist. Never jump. He said, four rak'ah. Go to La Yaqi. Wait a second. We have in the Sunnah, and the fiqh is a big chapter. Big chapter, inshaAllah ta'ala. But with that, if we accepted 12 rak'ah, and this is the authentic, هذا الصحيح 12 ركعة. طيب I want to ask you that 12 ركعة are obligations or contributions? Who said obligation, raise your hand up. SubhanAllah. So why you look for, why you look right and left? Come here, come here, come here. Why you look right and left? I need to see your face. 12 or obligation or not obligation? Yes. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay. See the brother, Al Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and the brother who followed the sect of Abu Hanifa, the great alim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for us, inshaAllah ta'ala, he make ijtihad. Imam Abu Hanifa, in the action in Islam, he divided to three sections. All the deeds and the action in Islam, three sections. Fard, wajib, wa mustahab. Fard, wajib, wa mustahab. Fard, it means like all the salah are fard. Five salah. Wajib, he make all the 12 rak'ah sunnah wajib. And wajib in the Arabic language mean what? Those who speak Arabic. What mean wajib? Obligation. Alright? And number three, mustahab, is desirable. Mustahab. Majority of the ulama, الإمام مالك والإمام أحمد والإمام الشافعي وابن القيم وابن تيمية والإمام الصيوطي والإمام السبكي, all these great scholars, they said no, in Islam only from the Sahaba are two things only in Islam, fard and mustahab contribution, fard and contribution, desirables. And they give the evidence for that. And the evidence is, جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال له يا رسول الله, أؤدي الصلوات الخمس. I pray the five salah. فرض. هل علي من شيء؟ Do I owe something else beside the fard? هل علي? Is there any duty over me beside this fard? Look what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Bukhari. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم answered, say, لا إلا أن تتطوع. لا, no, you don't have anything obligation. إلا, except أن تتطوع, except you contribute. That means all the 12 sunnah is obligation or contribution. And they give you evidence. You enter the masjid for Salat al-Dhuhr and you find the Imam praying the fard. Praying fard. You join the Imam and you listed to pray for rak'ah sunnah before the fard of Zuhr. After you finish the fard, you stand up and you pray only two rak'ah after the Zuhr, and you leave the masjid. You are guilty or not guilty? That means the sunnah for all the salah, even the mu'akkada, is obligation or contribution. You got it, inshaAllah ta'ala? Nothing wrong, but you lost the reward. If you want to repeat the four rak'ah before Zuhr, you want to repeat it, you feel you want to get reward, the more reward, do it after the Zuhr. So you make four and then you make two in order to get reward. But if you leave the masjid, you are not guilty, you are not sinner. If you do it after the Zuhr, you will be rewarded, inshallah. It's upon you, but it is not fard. You got it, yaakh, inshallah ta'ala. Fadl. Somebody pray witr salah.
Yeah, okay. On the first rak'ah of the witr, so he remember he didn't pray the Isha.
He remember he did not pray the Isha?
The Isha.
He prayed the witr and without praying the Isha.
Tayyib. So we change to Isha.
The brother asked a very important question. Concentrate with me. The brother, he said, he stand up to pray the witr. And we know the witr after Salat al-Isha or before Salat al-Isha?
After
Salat al-Isha. So why is he praying the witr? Astaghfirullah, I did not pray the fard the Isha. The question is, can he change his niyyah, his intention, to change, يغير النية, to change his niyyah, and to make the water, he said, Allahu Akbar, while he praying the water, he said, Astaghfirullah, I did not pray the Isha, Ya Allah, I change this, the water to be Isha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and he make it for rak'ah. Can he do that? لا يا أخي. You cannot change the niyyah at all. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Everything in Islam based to what? Niyyah. When you stand for every salah, you stand it for each salah. I will give you more explanation after the azan, inshallah ta'ala. تفضل يا أخي. I hear the microphone. Subhanallah, fake. Okay. Every first, we believe every first. Huh? We are in Najun. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib. Now, I'm standing now. Can I change my niyyah? The answer, no. Because everything in Islam based to the niyyah. Before you come here to the masjid, you carry the niyyah to go to masjid taqwa to pray what? You don't have to say it by your tongue. At-tawakkuzu bin niyyah bid'ah. To say, Allahu Akbar, nawaitu usalla, I intend to make four rak'ah for Isha in the masjid taqwa, which is located in Bathford and Fortune Street, and give a story. Allah, when you leave your house and you come to masjid taqwa, He knew that you're going for Isha or not.
Yes.
You don't need to say anything about you. It's in amniyya mahalluha al-qalb. The niyyah, intention, exactly where the intention is? In the heart. Fine. Now I am praying, we know everything in Islam based to the niyyah. In the fasting of Ramadan, I wake up for suhoor to eat the suhoor. That's your niyyah. I wake up before the fajr to drink a cup of water. That's your niyyah. Your intention to fast the second day. You don't need to say anything. طيب. Somebody changes the niyyah or not? Somebody in the morning of Nafila after the month of Ramadan, he lost 2 days. 2 days in Ramadan. He was sick. He was traveling. And after the month of Ramadan, he has intention to fast. In the day of Monday, it is recommended from the Prophet to fast Monday. It's contribution also. I woke up in the morning before Fajr and they said, Inshallah, Monday I will go because my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us to fast Monday. So he starts fast Monday. While about 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning of Monday, he said, Subhanallah, I have 2 days from the fart, I lost it. Let me change this niyyah from Monday to fart for Ramadan. Can he do that? No. Because he already gathered the niyyah before the Fajr. Gathered the niyyah before the Fajr to fast what? Fard or Nafila? He gathered the niyyah for what? Nafila. Can he change it to Fard? La. Some of the ulama, they say that. Some of the ulama, they said you could change, but this is not right. The authentic niyyah from the beginning, you cannot change it. You must make it clearly for before you do any kind of work in Islam, you must gather your niyyah. What you gonna do? Somebody for the sunnah, for example, he entered the masjid. Sheikh Abdullah, after the Isha, he stand up to pray two rak'ah sunnah after Isha. Somebody come from outside and he did not catch the jama'ah, the first jama'ah. He had right to join Sheikh Abdullah and stand next to him to pray the fard. Sheikh Abdullah, while he prayed the two rak'ah sunnah, the two rak'ah sunnah should be silent or openly. تكون سرية أم جهرية؟ سرية. سرية مين؟ secret. Sheikh Abdullah, because Sheikh Mustafa, he didn't catch the Isha. And he stand and say, I'm going to make the Isha for Sheikh Mustafa because I love him too much. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And he changed his sunnah to the fard for Isha. Can he do that? No. So what Sheikh Abdullah has to do? Silence. Complete the two sunnah. And Sheikh Mustafa next to him, after he prayed the two rak'ah, Sheikh Mustafa stand up and he bring rak'ah number 3, rak'ah number 4. And then after that, Sheikh Mustafa, he catches the second jama'ah. And Sheikh Abdullah, he finish his two sunnah. That's it, finished. He cannot change the niyyah. We're going to change the class to Salah today, inshallah. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's take that. So how this guy, while he's praying, right away he
said, yes, I'm going to answer.
How he gonna...
I did not forget you. Uh-huh. Because I'm going to answer now, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. So the brother, he started to pray the what? Allahu Akbar, and he prayed the what? Let me ask a question. You have two things in Islam. Al-Watr is nafila, contribution. Somebody sleep without what? Without praying the what? Is it sinner, guilty? I prayed Aisha and I said, let me make tasbih, zikr, while I'm sleeping. I found myself tomorrow morning. I did not pray Aisha. The what? He's guilty? He's not guilty. Fine. After the Fajr, he woke up for the Fajr. He had obligation to repeat the water, which he missed last night. He has to repeat it after Fajr. We told him no. Because the second fard came and the water is over. Water, it should be after the Isha, just before the Fajr. You cannot make Fajr water after the Salat al-Subh. Now, the brother, he started for water again. Let me ask you the question. Which has the one has priority and must in Islam? To do the fard or to do the nafila? Which one has a priority? Huh? Fard. Tayyib. I am praying now the water and I remember I did not pray the Isha. What do we have to do? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The dunya make all of us busy. Let me start my Isha first, because you cannot make the water and you continue, or you can change the water to make it fard, fard al-Isha, come out from the salah and then after that. I'm giving you an example, because the fiqh class is very important for us. Some people in the month of Ramadan, they came to the masjid and they found the Isha is over. Fard. People in the back, they make Salat al-Fard, they make Salat al-Isha, Allahu Akbar, to make Salat al-Isha before the Imam starts Taraweeh. Because the masjid is too large, we found two jama'ah. One jama'ah, 5-6 people, and another jama'ah, 10 people. And I found myself with two jama'ah now. In the masjid. Can we accept the two jama'ah in the masjid? So what we should do with the second jama'ah, those who started the Salat al-Fard, if the Imam hear another jama'ah is running because he hears the Quran, the recitation of the Quran, he should make that claim, and he, all of them, brother, come out from the Salah, and all of you, you go and join the first Salah. You got it, inshallah, ya akhi. No two jama'ah in one masjid. You cannot make two jama'ah in the same masjid. Somebody, the second jama'ah, should take responsibility and come out from the salah and join the first jama'ah, inshaAllah ta'ala. So what we have to do, you cannot continue, you come out from the salah and you start the isha, because isha has priority. Isha has fard, nafila is nafila, fard is fard. You cannot mix nafila with fard. You come out and you join, inshaAllah, you start pray the isha, inshaAllah ta'ala, and your salah will be inshaAllah ta'ala.
Azan.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نحمدك الله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. اللهم انعم علينا بالجنة وما يقرب إليها من عمل صالح. تقبلنا في عبادك الصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
السؤال أول، إذا مررنا لميقات الإفراد ماذا وجب علينا؟ السؤال الثاني، الإمام يصلي في المسجد لا أثر أثر فيه، وجاء جماعة يريدون وجاء جماعة يريد أن يصلي قبل المسجد قبل الصلاة مكان يمكن يصلي الإمام.
يعني صلاة مبكرة شوي، يصلي مبكرا. طيب إن شاء الله. Your brother asked first two questions. The first question he said, when we reach the miqat, what we should do? You know, in Miqat, ya akhi, for Umrah or Hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described appointed place, or described place, called it Al-Miqat. You cannot pass it without expressing your niyyah. When you reach Al-Miqat, you should express your niyyah. There is no any niyyah will be accepted before the Miqat. Somebody go from Kennedy Airport and he gather his niyyah. He said, oh Allah, I intended to go and perform Umrah. This niyyah is false. He cannot make his niyyah from the place of Kennedy or California or Senegal or Egypt or Morocco or anything. No niyyah at all from that places. Only the niyyah, the intention should be from the appointed place or from the described place, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about it. For the people in North America and Africa, their place call it Rabigh. We must express our niyyah from that place. The pilots, I advise you, when you travel, you take a Muslim airplane. Because the Muslim pilot, he has to tell you where is the place is. You are flying in the sky, you don't know where you are. So the pilot, he's going to tell you, we are closer to Al-Miqat, half an hour before. And then when you reach Al-Miqat, or equal to Al-Miqat, this place is Al-Miqat, which you go to Mecca. That is the place you should, you start your niyyah from this place to perform the Hajj or Umrah, if you go to Mecca. And then whatever equal to or the plane is passing equal to the place of Al-Miqat, passing from this way, you should start your niyyah, gather your niyyah. What is the niyyah is? You to go for Mecca only. If you go to for Medina or Jeddah, you don't have to express your niyyah from that place. Because when you go to Medina and you come back to Mecca again, you will pass by 20 minutes from Medina, a place called Abyar Ali. or Zi Hulaifa. You start your niyyah from there, meaning al-miqat, what I should do. Take any clothes over the two pieces which you dress it. And before you dress two, remember, you take a shower, and then you put your perfume before you put your clothes. And dress the two pieces. If you are in a plane and you wear a jacket or coat, take it out. You cannot wear anything over the two pieces. And the niyyah should be only time, the one time. That is the only time you publish your niyyah openly by tongue in a case of umrah or hajj. Not in a salah, not in anything else, except in umrah and hajj. When you reach the place, you say it exactly, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, openly, loudly, by your tongue, you express your niyyah from that place only, not before, not after. If you pass by, you pass the place of miqat, you go into pay the penalty to slaughter animal, because you pass by al-miqat without publish your niyyah, gather your niyyah, say labbaik Allahumma labbaik from that place. You must start. When you publish your niyyah and you start your ihram from this place, you are not allowed to put any perfume. You are not allowed to trim your nails, cut your hair, to have a meeting with your wife, nothing until you finish completely the ceremony of the Umrah and Hajj. And after that you shave or cut your hair, then you will be free. Go and do whatever you like, inshallah. If you are in Hajj, wait until day number 8. That's called a day of the Tarawiyah. If you are in Umrah, you are free the rest of the days, inshallah. Second question.
Una mitzvah nisabi salata wa asar.
The brother said, we know that in every masjid we have a calendar for the salah. The management or the boards for every masjid, they make exactly fixed time for the salah. It should be hanged here for every masjid to tell the people, we tell Shaykh Osman inshaAllah ta'ala, to put all the time for the salah. So the people is there, alhamdulillah, mashaAllah. So some group of people came, and we know, for example, the dhuhr time is 5 minutes before 1. And you pray 1:30. Some people, they take and have an hour lunch, for example. They're working, they take half an hour lunch from 1 to 1:30. They cannot wait until 1:30 to pray with the original jama'ah or with the standard jama'ah. So he has a couple of people, they want to pray for the dhuhr. Can they pray for that? Yes, of course. And what is the dalil of that? We mentioned this dalil before. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu arda, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him before, قال يا أبا ذر, الحديث صحيح مسلم عن أبي ذر radiallahu anhu arda وعن الصحابة أجمعين, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا ذر كيف أنت إن كنت في قوم يؤخرون الصلاة عن ميعاد أو ميقاتها ماذا أنت فاعل؟ قال الله ورسوله أعلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked Abu Dharr, يا أبا ذر, what about you if I found you in the middle of jama'ah and this jama'ah they delay the salah, from its time, or because their imam is not available, so they delay the salah, what you have to do? Abu Dharr is not like you and me, because mashallah the Muslim available 24 hours to answer and give you fatwa. Mashallah, you ask any Muslim, he give you fatwa all the time. So what happened? Abu Dharr, he answered, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and his messenger knows. He cannot يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. Or you who believe, you cannot process your order, or you come before Allah تبارك وتعالى and His messenger in any kind of any work in Islam. You cannot. Then after that, he told them, يا أبا ذر صل الصلاة في ميقاتها أو في موعدها. Delay the salah on time. If these people, they delay the salah because we understand some people, they want to come back to work, some people they have not to come back to class, some people go for business, so people they don't have time to stay until 1:30 in Dhuhr. So the Prophet, he told Abu Dhar, make the salah on time. And if you go, ya Abu Dhar, you finish your salah and you come back, فإذا رجعت إلى المسجد فوجدتهم يصلون فصلي معهم فإن صلاتك نافلة. And if you go out and if you intended to come back again to the masjid and you found this group praying with their imam, pray with them again, ya Abu Dhar, your salah will be what? Nafila. You cannot watch the imam and you're sitting in the back because you say, Alhamdulillah, I pray already. If you pray already and you find the jama'ah, the original jama'ah, not any jama'ah, because if I pray and somebody I came late, I didn't catch the first jama'ah and I mix the second jama'ah and the third jama'ah came, do you tell me, you want to tell me to join the third jama'ah? La. We're talking about the original jama'ah. If you come back, ya Abu Dhar, again and you found them praying again with their imam, pray with them because your salah will be nafila. Pray with them again, you cannot sit because you need to pray with them again in order to gather the Muslim jama'ah again, inshallah ta'ala. So you have right to establish the jama'ah because some people, they cannot wait for the original time for that masjid. They have to go work, they have to go to school, they have security, whatever it is, somebody emergency has a meeting, so they can pray, inshallah. You cannot deny this salah, inshallah ta'ala. الاختلاف ان شاء الله تعالى اختلافنا يعني ان شاء الله تعالى يكون بحب واخوه ان شاء الله تعالى. We have a lot of things actually in اختلاف, differences in Islam, different opinion, but يا مسلم, listen for this carefully. انت مطالب بالبحث عن الدليل. Every Muslim are obligated to search for the dalil. You cannot put your hand, some people they say it very easy, put your hand in the shoulder of the imam and close your eyes and let him take you to anyway because he's responsible. La ya akhi, it's not working like this. If my imam, he told me go jump from Brooklyn Bridge, he said he's my imam, go and jump. La. The Islam, you must understand, in Islam there you are obligated to search for the dalil, and whoever give you the dalil, follow him, inshallah ta'ala. Got it? Salah, inshallah ta'ala, because we don't want to make the salah, inshallah, if you have time. Remember, brother, inshallah ta'ala, we have a website, call it www.masjidmanhattan.com. This is our website, inshallah ta'ala. You find a lot of lectures, a lot of fiqh class, a lot of exactly video also, you can find video. And if you want to send the question to imam, there is the icon to say, ask the imam. Go ask, inshallah ta'ala, I will receive, inshallah ta'ala, your question. I will answer you in the internet, inshallah ta'ala. www.masjidmanhattan.com, inshallah. If you want to ask me a question, inshallah, or you stuck in any trouble in the weekend, or before the weekend, inshallah ta'ala, you ask me, inshallah, I will answer you, inshallah. I have people working, inshallah ta'ala, for this site, day and night, to give me the question, inshallah ta'ala, and I'll answer you, inshallah. May Allah teach all of us, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a highest level of Al-Jannah, Jannah Al-Firdaus.